We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, my bookie. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
What's next? What's happening? What you gonna do? You got the money you owe us, motherfucker?
We're putting the band back together.
You were the backbone, the nerve center of a great rhythm and blues band. You can make that live, breathe, and jump again.
Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding. We're on a mission from God.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
We'll do it live. No. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
They came to work every day, and there were no days off!
The show goes on!
Right now, in over us, it's looking good, and here we are in Washington.
Hello.
My man.
How are we doing?
Good, how are you doing?
All right, where are you?
I feel like asking the obligatory question.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is, right?
That is what?
Hot enough for you?
Oh, yeah.
We are in the middle of a absolute heat wave. As your boy Tony Kornheiser would say, it's enough to make me schwitz like an Airedale. Remember when he would say that? An Airedale is such an oddly specific dog breed. Why did Tony always use that dog?
Unless he had a dog that was an Airedale that schwitzed, I have no idea.
Just sounded good, right? So what are you doing to beat the heat as we're in the middle of a three-day stretch of 100, 101, 100, depending on where you are?
This may shock you, but I'm spending time in an air-conditioned house.
Okay, I just thought maybe you'd go see a movie or something, or you'd go to the mall or something, or I don't know. You'd go to the pool. Wouldn't Andy Pollin go to the pool?
Yeah, sometimes. I actually, you know, I walk my grandson around the neighborhood when I get off.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, that's like 11 o'clock, so I get there between 11:30, quarter to 12, and walk him for about an hour. So today I was off work. and I got there at like 8:30 to get it, so it was at least you know, not blazing hot, although it was plenty hot.
Right.
And got it in before really got hot. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So let's get you on record as the Oklahoma City Thunder are your 2025 NBA champions.
Yeah, I watched the entire Game 7. This, I guess, will be remembered for the Halliburton injury. I think Oklahoma City was the better team, but I really would have liked to see it play out with the healthy Halliburton.
What else will you remember, do you think, from the series?
Probably that Oklahoma City isn't really ready to be a dominant playoff team yet because, you know, they had struggles with Denver. And they probably could have won this series in five, but couldn't throw the knockout punch. But, you know, if things line up, you know, everybody wants to say, oh, next dynasty, they're young. Who knows? But okay. They may have a chance to win a couple along the way.
Let me refine my question. That's a decent answer as to what you may think in the wake of the finals. What will you remember? What plays? What moments? What like, I'm having a hard time grabbing onto anything, but part of me just believes that my memory is increasingly shit. And the older I get, I'm cramming more years of more sporting events into a finite bag of memory as a sports fan. Do you find that to be the case?
Yeah, well, first of all, every league has expanded its playoffs. So there are more playoff games to consume. Every one of them, of course, is televised.
Right.
And so, there is too much to keep up with there. And I would say about this series, the two main memories are of the losing team. It's Halliburton hitting the shot in game one to win it, and it's Halliburton going down with a torn Achilles.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It is the seventh different champion in the last 7 years. Do you know how many different champions David Stern had in the previous 30 years? So it's 7 for 7, and it is 10 of 12, I think. Or no, 9 of 12 in the Adam Silver era. So since Silver took over, 12 champions, 9 different teams. In the 30 previous years, how many do you think David Stern had?
Okay, well, let's add them up. Lakers had 5.
Oh, boy.
Bulls had 6. That's 11. Celtics had 3.
Okay.
That's 15. So I would say 8.
Is right. You crafty old veteran. Look at you. Yes, the number is 8. And I'm just wondering, is there anything to that difference in your mind, or is it just an interesting stat?
Well, the difference is the free agency and stars who feel no reason to feel shameful about jumping from team to team. You know, you weren't going to hear Larry Bird say, yeah, I'm getting sick of playing with Parrish and McHale. I'd like to play someplace else.
It wasn't easy to move, number one. Number two, the money wasn't as crazy as it is now. Right. I love looking up an NBA player and then realizing, wait, what? He makes that much money? Who on earth thought he was that kind of a player? Like Grayson Allen apparently has 3 years, $60 million left with the Suns. And the Bucks had him as a player and he was all right. And I'm like, whoever said Grayson Allen is a $20 million player? Bonkers.
Yeah. Well, it's 55% of the revenue, and the revenue that's coming
keeps
from
going
television.
Up.
It's crazy. It's nuts.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have to spend it. They go, well, is Grayson Allen worth $20 million a year? No, but we got this $20 million we got to spend.
How did you feel about the buses being pre-painted and Rick Carlisle learning about it? Was that a big deal to you or not? Somebody said, yeah, wait until he finds out there's hats and shirts already printed that say champions. My response to that is, yeah, but you need the hats and shirts right away. And they're a lot cheaper to throw away than painting a whole bus. You don't need the bus until probably tomorrow, I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe the bus painters didn't work weekends. I don't know.
They were working the weekend. But yeah, maybe they were off on Monday and Tuesday. So they're like, we got to get this done no matter what.
these motivational things, these slights, they only work when you win. And, you know, you go back to when Jack Kent Cook put balloons up in the forum.
Right, and they saw that.
In game six, well, you couldn't miss them. They were right there. And look up in the ceiling that they were going to be released when the Lakers won. And the Celtics came from, I think, 3-1 down to win the series.
Yeah. There is definitely more Achilles injuries now than ever and more injuries in general. Is there a solution to it? Or are there just some problems that don't really have a remedy?
Here's my theory on these increased injuries, especially when you get into the finals.
Okay.
Is that these are injuries that maybe guys would have tried to play through before, just like they are now. But the 100% going forward, knowing that even if you tear your Achilles, you're still going to get all your money. And the modern medicine gets you back. See Kevin Durant. I mean, it was almost an identical situation with Durant.
Right.
Was it a game seven or maybe not?
It might have been game seven, might have been game six. I'd have to look it up. But yes,
yeah.
Siakam was on the floor for the Raptors for that one as well. Siakam has been on the floor for the Achilles tears of what's his name for the Warriors? Not Durant, but their other shooter, son of Thompson, Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson,
Durant, Dame Lillard, and now his own teammate Halliburton.
So he's the Achilles guy?
Hey, I'm just saying he's hanging around a lot when these bad things happen. And he did that roll his eyes back in his head voodoo thing right before game six. So you tell me, Andy.
Well, but also you could say he's actually in these games because he's really good.
I know. It's just he's in a lot of these situations. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. There is some people saying they need to shorten the season. And you and I have lived long enough watching sports, covering sports professionally. They've never shortened the season.
No.
Never.
That's why they get all that television money.
Right.
Because they have a lot of games that are available on television. So, no, they're not going to do that. As far as, you know, why they happen, you know, guys used to run around in shoes that junior high school girls wear. You know, these high-top Chuck Taylors.
Canvas high-top Chuck Taylors that provided no support whatsoever.
Right.
And no cushioning of your insole whatsoever. And they still did not get injured at this rate.
Although I will say this, most of the players wore high tops. You really don't see high top shoes anymore. Well, I don't know whether that's a prize support or what.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. I think it's because the low tops are lighter. And I think all these guys have their ankles taped anyway by trainers. So the ankles are taped, so they're supported. You know what? Here, I'm going to ask my basketball aficionado, former almost NBAer, Brian Butch, that very question tomorrow on the show. Why does it seem like there's more low tops? Are these guys taping their ankles? Okay, back to the TV part of things. So you know that if this Game 7 does not rank in the top 100 shows, period, much less sports shows of the year in 2024, and it doesn't look like it will, it'll be 5 years running that not a single NBA bouncy ball game ranked in the top 100 broadcasts.
How about them apples? But it hasn't stopped the flow of cash coming into the league from television.
Hasn't stopped the prices of the franchises going up, up, and up. Look at what the Lakers just sold for.
$10 billion. I mean, God.
But at some point, it's not good for the league. I do think there's people that make too much of a proxy war of the ratings on television to bash the NBA and claim the product is garbage and say dumb shit like, get woke, go broke. I think that's I think that's excessive, but it's not good for the league to not be on the radar of sports fans to the degree that it isn't. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but, I mean, we had a highly rated Game 7. I think it was the highest in, like, 5 or 6 years.
Do you see the numbers for Game 7? Let me look them up right now.
I thought it was 16 million. I think it was 16 million they had.
Okay. All right.
So
most watched in 6 years.
Right.
But overall ratings were historically low.
Right.
Excluding the two COVID-19 seasons, it was the least watched final since 2007.
Because they're two of the smallest markets in the country. And, you know, and when in the heyday, Boston, Philly, New York, you know, Chicago, LA, you know, that brings in big numbers.
Yeah. One other note on television. ESPN, I think, has hit a new low. They have been getting roasted, and I think appropriately so, for their entire coverage package of the finals, but specifically the uselessness of their pre- and post- and halftime panel. You had a few thoughts about this as well, because Stephen A. went on a yelling rant, and then Bob Myers said, just because you yell doesn't make it true.
Right. I love what Myers said, and here's my theory on Stephen A. Stephen A. knows what's coming, and he knows that there's going to be a lot of praise in the ESPN shop for Charles Barkley and Kenny and Ernie and Shaq, and he's got his nose pressed up against the glass. And somebody noted that when the pregame coverage shifted from ESPN to ABC, he started yelling louder. So
really?
I think it's all about that. It's like,
do you
don't
think
forget
Stephen
about
A
me.
Is worried that he might have peaked in his career, that we've gone over the crest of peak Stephen A. Smith?
Not peaked, but I think it's like, oh, these guys are coming in, and I better make sure that I'm recognized. People need to pay attention to me. But if you listen to the actual words that he's saying, they're nothing. He provides zero insight. He's reading stats loudly at the half. Right. Okay, I can look at those on my phone.
Right.
And what point are you making? Okay, a team shooting threes poorly. They better make their threes in the second half. Ooh, Stephen A., wow, did you do a lot of research on that?
I think, and maybe it's wishful thinking, I think we're about to see a stunning decline in the relevance and exposure of Stephen A. Smith for a variety of reasons. And I think you're going to see ESPN with some severe buyer's remorse that they paid him what they did kind of right before he was about to jump the shark. Maybe completely wishful thinking, but I just don't know how he has another upward surge of relevance after what happened in these finals. Got caught playing solitaire during a game, got caught lying about playing solitaire during the game, didn't like the criticism he was getting, so he brings his daughter on TV for the first time ever. Like, many people are like, oh, I didn't know you had a daughter. Almost like a human shield. And then he just gives this ridiculous yelling rant about, you know, Kendrick Perkins is pissing me off.
Yeah.
On the pregame for game 7. Who cares? Analyze the game, the matchup, what's going to be key. I think it was a very bad week for him.
Well, he was ousted last time because of overexposure, and that's where he's heading again.
Yeah, well, anyway, so the NBA is a wrap for this year. The draft is coming up in a day now as we tape this. The Wizards, your beloved Wizards, once owned by your cousin. Abe, pick what number?
What they're picking? Number 6.
Yes, yeah. They're picking number 6. Who do you think you're going to get as your June present for the good old Washington Wizards?
Well, if they follow the form, it'll be some French guy that I've never heard of. But also, I forget which one it was, but one of the two Rutgers guys is turning down interviews.
Yes. Now, Ace Bailey is trying to fuck up his draft status like Shedeur Sanders, and right now he's winning. He's doing a good job of it.
Well, it also could be that he wants to go to the Wizards because they're using the same blueprint that Oklahoma City has, and maybe they told him, you know, nah, just don't work out for anybody. We'll pick you. Maybe.
Really?
I don't know.
Really? Okay. Could be. Last year you guys took Alex Saar.
Mm-hmm.
And how was he? Did he even come to the NBA last year?
Yeah, he played, and he got better as the season went on. He was horrendous when he started.
Okay.
But he was only 19.
Also, you took a guy named Bub.
Yeah.
Bub Carrington.
Yeah, who's turning out to be a pretty decent player. They're just keep adding up.
Wow,
players.
You took three guys in the first round. You took Kyshawn George.
Yeah.
Late in 24th overall out of Miami. Right. Man, I did not watch any Wizards basketball. Holy shit. Thank God I'm not on the radio anymore. Thank God I'm not on the radio anymore in D.C. I'd have to pretend to give a shit about this.
No, I don't even think the people who watch them
really
do sports radio care.
You don't think Grant and Danny put on a brave face talking Wizards?
Okay. I know Danny's a big NBA guy, so maybe. But,
okay.
You know.
Your first round pick in 2023, Jarace Walker?
I thought it was Koulibaly, but okay.
Then there was a Tristan Vukovic, second rounder. Jackson Davis, second rounder. First round pick, Johnny Davis out of Wisconsin. He's a bust.
Total bust. Yeah. That was an early pick,
Tenth overall player. A classic, really good college player, but somebody should have said he's got no pro traits. He's got no pro explosiveness. Yeah, he was good in college. Congratulations. That means nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was an Ernie pick, I think.
Okay, 15th overall pick in 21, Corey Kispert.
Yep, pretty good player. He's still with him.
2020, you took Denny Avdija, 9th overall.
Avdija
from Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Yes.
How's he?
He's with Portland now.
Okay, and you took Rui Hachimura in 2019, 9th overall.
Lakers. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, it's hopeless. Unless Alex Saar and this guy named Bub start turning it on and you get somebody good.
And Koulibaly.
And Koulibaly. Who's
hurt a lot.
Okay.
Koulibaly. So we'll see. It's an all-French lineup. Say that me.
So one more thing about the NBA Finals and this generation of players. Number one, did you see that the players for the Thunder had no idea how to get the champagne bottles open?
I saw that. And
unbelievable.
I think that should be eliminated anyway.
Andy, are you kidding?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Andy Pollin has had a new low in terms of bad takes.
Well, look, in baseball.
Why would you get rid of the champagne celebration?
Because it's just messy. You know, donate the money to charity or something.
You don't have to clean it up.
Yeah,
it's a tiny bit of money for a league that is
Okay, if you're going to have a champagne celebration, it has to be limited to the championship because now you play like seemingly 8 rounds of playoffs.
Well, I don't think they celebrate after every round. Baseball players
do in baseball. You know?
I know baseball guys champagne it after clinching the playoffs, after winning a wild card, and every round afterwards.
Right.
Which I think is excessive. I think that's too much, but I would not do away with the champagne celebration. Come on, Andy. Do you have the receipt for that take? Wherever you bought that?
Well,
find the receipt and return that like I would.
Hopefully all those guys have designated drivers if they're going to do it. So there's that. I'm sorry. If you want to accuse me of being the church lady, so be it. But that's the way I would look at it.
They also left a lot of undrank beer. Look, it's not a terrible thing that a lot of these younger NBA players, they're not partiers.
There's a stereotype. They'll go to the club later.
But a lot of them don't even do that. A lot of them are like video game guys.
Yeah, that's true.
And they don't. It's an interesting dynamic. The other interesting dynamic was somebody put side by side the celebrations of the Florida Panthers just winning their second straight Stanley Cup, joyously hugging, group hugging coaches, the whole thing, throwing their equipment all over the ice. And then they showed the Thunder almost kind of low-keying it. And they said, why does this look so different? Did you see that video comparison? And do you have any thoughts?
I saw there was a beach parade for Florida, which is an odd hockey look. I believe the greatest post-championship celebration was put on by the Capitals when they won in 2018. That was phenomenal.
Right.
They took the cup to the fountains in Georgetown, and they swam in it, and they did keg stands. They took it all around the city. They took it to a Nats game. They stayed in the box, stacked up the beer cans. That was fabulous what they did. And they were able to include the community in this because they put all this stuff out on social media. I thought that was great.
No, that was fun. But I'm going to send you the link to the tweet about it. I don't want to make any direct comparisons or extrapolate too much. I think part of why it's different in the NBA is the court gets swarmed with a lot of non-essential people. You know, mm-hmm. guys that are security guys, camera guys, NBA personnel, all the bench scrubs who aren't even suited up for the game. Whereas in hockey, the winning team has the ice to themselves.
True.
So it looks more organic. But I will say that, you know, we're a far cry the way the Thunder celebrated from Jordan jumping on top of the scorers table in Chicago and windmilling his arm, whooping up the crowd. Or of Kobe Bryant hugging the Larry O'Brien like it's a baby and crying right. and weeping openly.
Right. Well, I believe of Jordan's 6-4 were on the road. They never had a game 7.
No.
I know that.
No. Scottie Pippen tweeted, "Wow, game 7. That's neat. I don't know what that's like. Anyone have any idea?"
Well, troll. Not everybody had 23 on their team, Scotty.
No, they did not. You've heard the saying a million times, the best offense is a good defense. But those words of wisdom extend far beyond sports. In life, the best defense is making sure your life insurance policy is right for you. That's why I go to SelectQuote for the best coverage at the best price. Now, that's what I call a power play. Unlike other one-size-fits-all life insurance companies, SelectQuote's licensed agents work for you in as little as 15 minutes. They'll compare policies from top-rated carriers to find you the best fit for your health and your budget. And they work for you for free. No medical exam? No problem. They partner with providers offering same-day coverage up to $2 million without needing to visit your doctor. Get the right life insurance for you for less. And save more than 50% at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Save more than 50% on term life insurance at SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie. I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Okay, pour one out for Fred Smith.
Yeah.
Frederick Wallace Smith was in deep trouble at age 30, according to his biography. His dream of creating Federal Express had become too expensive and was fast fizzling out. He had exhausted his father's Greyhound bus millions. He was in hock for 15 to 20 million more. He appeared in danger of losing his cargo jet planes and also his wife. His own board of directors had fired him as CEO. And now the FBI was accusing him of forging papers to get a $2 million loan from a bank and was trying to send him to prison. He thought of suicide. However, down to his last $5,000, according to legend, Fred Smith went to Vegas and got hot at the blackjack table and turned the $5,000 into $27,000, which helped him cover a crucial fuel bill, and it ended up saving the company, which is now one of the most iconic and important companies in the world in Federal Express, to get that item over here from there tomorrow.
So the moral of the story, kids, is if you're about to lose your business, put the money on black in Vegas and you will be rich.
Well, he, according to the story, played blackjack. Now, of course, Andy, we have direct, intersection with Fred Smith.
Yes.
Because he was a minority partner with Danny in the Redskins. And he helped sign the deal to get FedEx Field its sponsor's name.
True, but he was instrumental in pushing Snyder out the door.
Now, was he?
What went down with it was the name, and people may hate him for that. But I think without his move, I don't know if Snyder would have necessarily sold the team. He'll always be a hero.
Yeah, also, Snyder was fucking his partners financially.
Well, that's the reason. He used COVID as an excuse not to pay dividends, right, even though the league made money that year.
Yes.
So Fred Smith said, watch this.
Right.
If you don't change the name, we're dropping our sponsorship, and so is Pepsi and Nike.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
Yeah. Next thing you know, the legs have been cut out from little Danny boy. So at 5'3", he had turned into 4'11", and he was pretty much cooked at that point, even though it took another year and a half, 2 years almost, to finally smoke him out.
That was 2020. The sale didn't go through till 2023.
Okay, so about three years slide out. But Fred Smith, I think of FedEx as an incredible company that changed the world, because the notion of I have to get this physical thing, starting with a letter, but now they send all kinds of stuff. This physical thing has to be way over here on the globe. Who knows where? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they've got a company that can do it and is profitable. There's others, of course, but there's nothing quite like FedEx.
And it spawned the movie Castaway, which wouldn't have worked if it was another kind of, because then you had that package that he kept there the whole time and never opened.
Right? That's right, because he was a dutiful FedEx employee.
Well, also he wanted the wonder of what might be in the package. That was the key to it.
Oh, was that it? That he didn't, because he knew that once he opened it, he'd be like, oh, crap, now there's nothing to look forward to. I'm completely without hope of tomorrow by opening.
And at the end of the movie, he delivers the package
to a lovely woman.
To a woman.
An artsy woman.
Like, because he lost Helen Hunt along the way.
Yeah,
which
bitch cheated on him. Thought he was dead.
Well, but he had no reason to believe he was alive.
Was that the last great original movie?
Last great original? I don't know about that. It was like 25 years ago, right?
Such a great original movie.
Well, it's amazing that he is basically the entire movie. there's really not too many scenes that involve other characters aside from the volleyball.
Well, just the concept. And obviously it takes a bit of a leap of faith that somebody could survive for that long on an island, that they couldn't find him based on the wreckage of the plane. But at least it was within bounds. Like, yeah, you know, it seems far-fetched, but it's not impossible. And then kind of walking you through what kind of misery it would be to be so damn alone.
Right, right. And do you fault Helen Hunt, the character, anyway, for what she did?
No, probably not, because Helen Hunt's my type. I've always liked her.
Me too.
All right. There's this tweet I wanted to run by you. I thought it would be appropriate for you, especially given some of your takes tonight. Sky tweets, I keep a running doc on my phone called Things I'm Not Doing Anymore. And I look at it monthly. It's really a simple way to live a happier and more productive life. I saw that tweet and I said, ooh. This has my guy Andy Pollin's name written all over it. What do you think?
Yeah, okay. What do I not do anymore?
You probably don't have to keep a list that you know that once you have decided I'm out, you're out. You don't loop back and start things up that you have finally said I'm out.
Yeah, well, I was out on golf.
I know you're out on golf.
Kept trying to drag me back in.
No, I'm not trying to drag you back in. Is there anything else that is on what I like to call your fuck it list? People have bucket lists. They're like, I want to do this before I die. It's on my bucket list. The opposite is a fuck it list where, yeah, it's something that seemingly is fun. Maybe some people love it, but you've tried it and you don't care to do it again.
Well, golf is the only one that comes to mind.
Skiing?
Oh, I've snow skied twice.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that again. And because of my back, I really wouldn't be able to water ski. I did water ski a lot, and I liked it,
really?
But I don't think I would do it again.
You took a nasty tumble on your bike, but you haven't given that up.
Right, right. Okay. But the water skiing, there's pressure on my back. Getting out of the water and skiing would make that, I think, too tough to do.
How about going to, say, big sporting events?
I go to some, but I don't really go out of my way to see them, and a lot of it is this 65-inch television I have in front of me.
Right, right. There's that. Okay, well, if there's anything that you can think of that is on your list of things that you're like, you know what? I've done it. Don't need to do it anymore. We're good.
Oh, okay. I got another one. Okay. Convertible. I had one.
That's right.
Liked it.
You loved it. You had a Saab convertible.
Right, but I...
And it was a piece of shit.
Well, no, it wasn't. It just was...
Just was, you know, in the shop a lot.
It was there was more work than I certainly do on my Hyundai now, for sure. But I did enjoy it, but I don't think I would buy another one. You know, unless I lived in some part of the country where you had a lot more days, because
kidding. Really? You're saying the weather here is not conducive to a convertible. Hmm.
Okay.
Tell me more, Andy.
But would you like to live full time in the Green Bay or the Wisconsin climate? I don't think so.
No, it's very tough.
You've complained at times about the Arizona climate. Every area has issues.
But you're right. But we have the worst of everything. That's always been my point, Andy, is that the extremes in the DMV are the worst of everything. Yes, okay. Arizona gets a surface of Mars hot.
Yeah.
I get it. But they never get snow. And they rarely get rain. And yet we get the Amazonian rainforest hot like it is now with humidity. 100 today, Andy. 100 today. I did yard work today. Why? Because I'm a sicko.
Right. I have a house that doesn't have a yard.
By the way, do you miss yard work? Is yard work on your list of things that you are never doing again and you don't miss?
Well, I mean, I have some areas where I pull up weeds and I trim bushes a little bit.
Really?
But I don't cut the grass anymore. No.
Okay. You know, Andy Pollin once, ladies and gentlemen, built his own dry set patio out of bricks he got from Home Depot.
Well, it wasn't bricks. It was stone pavers. And I made a big mistake. You got to level it out and you got to put down an asphalt foundation. So,
but you did try to level it, didn't you? You did your best to pour the sand base and to clear it out. And this was a solo project. I do not believe that your son helped you at all.
No, he didn't. And you know, in retrospect, it was a failed mission. But
you tried it. Like part of me was laughing. Like, yeah, what a fail this was. But part of me is like, damn, Andy actually tried it. You loaded up all those pavers on multiple trips in the back of your Honda.
I got a delivery.
I thought you said you loaded them up in the back of your Honda Accord. I mean, it was damn near scraping the ground.
Well, no, I returned some of the ones I didn't use. But no, this was a full pallet.
Yeah.
It was about a $1,500 blunder, basically.
And then you had somebody who was a pro come in and do it right. And then you had a nice patio.
I did. Yes, yeah. I did.
And now you've got
to sell the house.
And now you got a deck at your condo, which you can also grill out on if you like.
Yep. Yeah, I have a deck and I have a patio underneath the deck, which is where my Weber grill is.
I think I'm due for a visit, Andy.
You're welcome anytime, Dave.
Am I welcome? Okay,
of course.
I think I'm due for a visit. I was at that condo once, I believe.
It's not a condo. It's a townhouse.
Oh, sorry. Townhouse, yes. It was a townhouse. As I recall, the trees overhanging your deck were quite intrusive. Have they gotten even more intrusive as they keep growing?
No, I bought one of those saws with a handle, and so I've trimmed those down a little bit.
Well, that's right. Andy also used to climb up on a ladder and hand saw limbs off of trees in his backyard, and I would say, are you crazy, boy? It's a great way to die, to get dead.
Well, that's not what happened. So I'm here to tell it worked.
It's another one to put on your list of not doing that anymore.
Yeah, but the handsaw works with the pole, and I'm able to keep those branches off the deck.
There you go, a pole saw, a good old manual pole saw, not even a Black & Decker battery-powered mini chainsaw. I've got both. I got one of the pole saws, and I've got a mini pole chainsaw.
Well, you live on 10 acres for some reason. So,
and you know what? I can't wait for the day in which I'm in Arizona and I have none of those implements. I have a garage that is literally empty. The only thing that'll be in my garage in Arizona is bottles of water and some paper towels that I need to store. That's it. And maybe a bicycle. How about that?
You gonna buy a bicycle?
Yeah. If I'm living in Arizona, sure.
Well, I think you should. I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah. Motorized, of course.
Oh.
I'm here for a fun time, not a hard, sweaty time. Come on now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Well, we go launching into the doldrums of summer. If you have any good topic items for next week, let me know. Either retro, old school sports topics or off the beaten path non-sports topics. We'll get into it. All right.
Well, there is the draft, which we can recap.
We're not going to break down the draft. I didn't even know half the guys that were on the Wizards. I didn't know that Alex Sarr came to the NBA and played. I thought he stayed in Europe.
Okay, but I did see Brian Scalabrini, who's become
good
at
NBA. He's funny as hell. Yeah.
And he made a comp, which most people won't make because it's white to black, but he thinks that Cooper Flagg could be LeBron.
Okay. That jams all of my radar trying to understand the comparison. But okay, maybe.
He played
similar size, similar mobility, maybe a better three-point shooter right away than LeBron was. It took a while for LeBron to get passable as a three-point shooter.
Great passer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully he's not as much of a narcissistic douchebag as LeBron, because that I don't need. Be perfectly honest.
The guy who invented chasing rings and says there's too much of a ring culture in sports.
Exactly. Right. Same guy who confiscated the video of a dunk a kid had in camp over LeBron in a pickup game. Yeah, that's another guy that I don't need. So, yeah. All right, Andy, as always, a pleasure, my friend. You stay frosty, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, Zabe. Take care. That's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning.
Yeah. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.